set me up better, because I'm going to talk to you about how we did that in Nebraska. So flu, of course, we're all familiar, you know, affects up to 20% of people. And in public health, we've got a lot of tools, right? And the one that I'm going to talk about is ILI surveillance. So in Nebraska, we draw on a couple of different resources to look at our ILI surveillance. And one of the ones that we look at is emergency departments. And when we do that, we actually have a tool that probably many of you use as well called ESSENCE. So that's the Electronic Surveillance System for Early Notification of Community-Based Epidemics, which is a mouthful, so we're going to call it ESSENCE. And this is a nice tool, web-based, that was developed by Johns Hopkins, and it effectively is doing what Robin just described for you. It has an algorithm that pulls keywords for chief complaints to detect particular syndromes of interest, not just flu. And so in Nebraska, we use this tool for a variety of things, but one of them is ILI, and similar to what Robin described for you, it kind of has an algorithm that will parse free text of a chief complaint, and it looks for a variety of these basic phrases, you know, misspellings, alternate words, other ways to say it. And as you alluded to, you know, we've got quite a few hospitals that report to us into ESSENCE, and they use different EHRs. And so we started to wonder if you've got different facilities using different technology, you know, coming into our system, is the data that we're getting, is it really fair to compare? Are there differences if there are differences in the information that's flowing in? And would that then lead to inaccuracies in our understanding of flu surveillance? So we thought, why don't we look at that? We wanted to know if the number of words in our chief complaint field could impact ESSENCE's ability to detect ILI. So what we ended up doing was performing a gold standard through chart review. So I pulled 622 records at random from two hospitals, which we selected, one because it had mostly longer chief complaints, you know, and one particular type of EHR, and the other because it had shorter chief complaints and a different type of EHR. And we randomly selected between January and March of 2015. So similar to what you did, we went ahead and applied that CDC definition, and then we reran, and I did that on chart review, so looking, you know, and applying that using our HIE as well. And then we ran ESSENCE on top of that to compare the two. So we wanted to compare how they, whether they agreed or not, and then we wanted to see, did this agreement vary according to the length? And so we thought we would look at that using some receiver operator characteristic curves. And then the last thing we did was, you know, now that we've looked at this data, can we say anything about where we would like people to be in terms of how much they should enter? So what we found for the short chief complaint EHR, or the short field, that was 322 records, and you can see the distribution here, with a median of about 3 words, ranging 1 to 9. So you can see that, you know, while this was on the shorter end, there were a couple that had some longer words. Similarly, for the long chief complaint EHR, or long facility, you know, they ranged quite a bit, 1 to 45, but the median for that was about 17 words. So then we went ahead and looked at the performance measures for both the overall sort of review of all 622 records, and then how just the short and long facilities performed. And what you can see is overall the sensitivity is at about 39%. And even lower, 29 at the short facility, but that actually went up to 69 at the long. And then you'll also note here, for the positive predictive value, it was about 62 overall, 68 for the short EHR or short facility, and a little lower, 55 for the long EHR. And the specificity and negative predictive value, you know, the longer EHR performed as good as, if not better, than the short. So we then wanted to not just look at each of those individual performance assessments, but we wanted to compare between the two. And to do that, we decided to go ahead and do some receiver operating characteristic curves. And we chose this because it was a nice way to evaluate how a test performs against the gold standard, and that'll give you those false positives on your X and the sensitivity on the Y. And so what you get to see is your area under the curve, which gives you a sense of your average sensitivity over the entire range of your specificities. And so here are rock curves here. And I will admit, they're not the prettiest rock curves, but they do give you a sense of how the records were performing. And interestingly, you'll notice the concordance or the C statistic for area under the curve was actually kind of similar for both of them. So as I mentioned, the last thing we wanted to do was, now that we've looked at this, can we say anything or can we make any recommendations for providers and EHR vendors about what they might consider entering? And as it turns out, when we ran a Yowden's index just looking for that balance between sensitivity and specificity, we identified an optimal probability of 0.68, which happened at about a word count of 7. And that would have identified about 73% of events correctly. And then for the long EHR, we went ahead and did the same thing. And again, we were able to find a better balance at a probability of about 0.88. And that was a word count of 15. And that would have identified about 78% of events as correct. So, you know, as you were saying, you know, we found that the word count very much did differ by EHR, and that it very much did affect the predictive accuracy of Essence for ILI detection. And not too shockingly, you know, when you had more data to pull from, the longer EHR fields did better than the shorter. But we did find that, you know, if you'll remember, sort of a wide range, you know, in the performance, 39% overall, again, 29 on that short, and 69 for the longer chief complaint. And what's interesting about that, you know, when Essence has been evaluated previously, both in routine as well as outbreak settings, there's quite a bit of variation in how well it does. In fact, it often ranges from about 40 to 70%. So to our knowledge, we're actually the first to show that it's possible that that range in performance could, in fact, be tied to the quality of data that's coming into the system. And then if you'll recall, the longer chief complaint field was actually doing better for most of our performance metrics, except for the positive predictive value. And I didn't show you the two-by-twos, but this is actually because of an increase in false positives. And the reason that happened is because the CDC definition says, you know, it gives you the criteria without a known other cause. And so on chart review, I was able to find those known other causes, but Essence couldn't because it was only pulling from the chief complaint. So we made recommendations, you know, saying that if an EHR vendor could consider providing sort of those longer fields as opposed to those drop downs or sort of narrow fields, that might be helpful. And for the assessment that we did for our providers, somewhere in that 7 to 15 range seems to be that sweet spot for Essence ILI detection. And of course, stuff like this makes you think about where you want to go next, working with our providers, working with our EHR vendors, considering using, of course, Essence for evaluating other illnesses. And then I kind of alluded to this, but again, the gold standard did a little better because I could pull from other data sources. And actually, Essence can too. So considering using other data elements for Essence, like an ICD code or a vital sign or lab result, to further enhance that lab performance. I'm very grateful to Robin, who's here, and Dr. Sifranik, and everybody. Thank you so much.
That worked out well.
That was beautiful. I couldn't have asked for a better setup.
So we have time for a couple quick questions.
Sure.
So you mentioned that you spoke to EHR vendors about changing options.
I have not actually spoken to them yet. It's a consideration, you know, that it was a recommendation that I think we feel like we could make based on this investigation. I have not actually personally approached an EHR vendor to say, please change your whole software. I think that would be a lofty thing to do. But I think when you do stuff like this, you know, you can have that in your back pocket if the conversation comes up, you know, or you know, if you're thinking about ways to work with different facilities.
Don't you think there's going to be a time where, you know, for feedback to the vendors on version 2 of the EHRs where it's like these drop-down menus really are insufficient if they're really not that much used and there are ways to improve and optimize that chief complaint field?
Absolutely. I think it offers us an opportunity, you know, to add value in that way. Absolutely.
For your long test rendering, did you try to enhance or decrease the false positive
Essence does, yes. And we just went off of the algorithm that, you know, Hopkins and Essence has. You can tailor that to an extent, so we could, in theory, adjust it further.
Make it quick, Tom.
We can talk in Nebraska.
I'm kind of a data glutton. You would have thought like a more exhaustive, lengthy chief complaint, you know, is going to be a better way for us to pick things up. But what you're suggesting is maybe you hit a sweet spot around, did you say about 15 words
yeah.
or so, where after that maybe you get too many false positives or something like that?
Yeah, that's somewhere around that beyond the 15. I don't know that you have a lot of benefit added. And for that reason, you know, when we ask a lot of clinicians, you know, you hate to overburden them with doing stuff they don't need to.
Yeah.
Thank
you. All right, well, thank you very much.